Please be seated. And if you would, take your purple liturgy book and turn to page 30. Last week I spoke about the first so-called pre-communion prayer, the communion prayers. There are four that are included in this edition of the Divine Liturgy, and we went over the first one and talked about the important, it's all important, but we highlighted things. So today we're going to look at the second prayer, and you can look at it in Greek or English, but in both cases it's page 30. And it's the one that says, "How shall I who am unworthy?" And last week we said when we're looking at ecclesiastical church texts, we want to look for a few things. Does it have, what is the context of it? You know, is there a reference to something from the Bible? Is there something that's purely theological, you know, that the church teaches? Is there a prayer? Is there something that's trying to form our frame of mind? So the very last sentence clearly is the prayer part. And it says, "In your love, Lord, cleanse my soul and save me." So let's just set that aside for a second. We see that's a prayer. The context of this, and you know, if you've come to Holy Week services, and you all have, and year after year we've memorized these hymns that we hear, but anyway, if you haven't, this particular hymn, this prayer is actually a hymn that is sung, I think, on Holy Monday evening. Maybe it's Sunday evening. So on that particular evening during Holy Week, the theme, one of the themes is the bridal chamber and the bridegroom and that business. So that hymn was written to underscore that. So that's the context. That hymn was lifted from Holy Week and put here as one of the pre-communion prayers. And we'll talk about that again in the fourth one with, you know, "Remember me today, receive me today." That's actually from Holy Thursday. But anyway, that's a teaser for a couple weeks. So anyway, this is a hymn that's being used now as a prayer. It says, "How shall I, who am unworthy, enter into the splendor of your saints?" Let's set that aside for a moment. And then it says, "If I dare to enter into the bridal chamber, my clothing will accuse me, since it is not a wedding garment," etc. All right, now, of course, we know our Bible. I had to look it up. I mean, I knew it was from the Bible. It's in Matthew chapter 22. And the Orthodox Study Bible actually has a really, you know, pretty good explanation of that. It's a parable where the Lord says the kingdom of God is like a king who was who had a wedding for, you know, there was a marriage of his son, and he was, you know, preparing the wedding, the reception, and he invited all the people, and many of them, most of them said, "No, we're not coming," for various reasons. Then he sent his people out to invite everyone on the streets that he didn't, you know, that didn't know him, just everyone, come in. And so the wedding, you know, it's a little more graphic and a little more detailed. You can read it there. So anyway, then there's the reception, there's the wedding and the reception, and the king comes out to see the people that are there, and he sees one of the people sitting, one of the fellows there, and he's not dressed in a wedding garment, and he says, "Hey, how did you get in here?" And the guy was like, "Oh my God," you know. And so it says, and they took him out and they threw him into the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's quite graphic. So the question is, who was this guy? What is a wedding garment? And how does that relate to us? So it's not a custom that we have, but apparently at that time, the person who invited you to a wedding would give you a robe or something to wear. Maybe it's like your invitation. I don't know. I don't know if there's actually an analog, you know, to today. But the point was that while the man, you know, was clearly invited, he was unprepared. He was not wearing what he was supposed to be wearing to be at that wedding, which meant that he didn't, and it's not about wearing good clothes, not about having expensive clothes. That's not, simply, willfully, the man was not prepared. He didn't wear what he was offered to give him to wear. So how does that relate to this? It says, well, the Lord begins that parable saying, the kingdom of God is like, okay, that's a parable. So, what's the wedding garment? The fathers will say that that's holy baptism. To be in the kingdom, were offered this garment. It says, as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ, like a garment, right? Okay. So that's one explanation. That's the purely scriptural one. But we said, now this is in context of pre-communion prayers. How can we understand that? And we could say that the garment is our preparation, our frame of mind, our repentance or not, you know, our love for God or not, coming to this banquet, which is the Divine Liturgy and Holy Communion. And so now the prayer is a kind of a meditation on the individual saying, how can I do this? I know that I'm not prepared. How can I enter into this splendid reception, this splendid banquet, when my garment, it's not really, okay? So it doesn't really apply to baptism specifically here, because nobody would be, strictly speaking, nobody would be here if they weren't, you know, baptized and, you know, a member of the church. So now saying, of those of us who are here already and members of the church, how can I go up for communion when, you know, I'm not in the right frame of mind. I haven't prepared. I haven't confessed. I haven't repented. And by including the rest of the parable, and that we could be thrown, you know, I'm afraid that the angels are going to come and throw me, you know, like they did in the parable, throw me into the fire or whatever. That, again, we spoke about this a couple years ago. It's that sort of self-reproach, the warnings that the fathers give us from time to time, you know, a little scare, a little hope, a lot of hope, a little scare, a lot of hope, you know, maybe will shake us into doing the right thing. However, that is straight from the Bible. So you can look it up. Matthew 22, our loving Lord Jesus said that parable. So, and then we pray, cleanse my soul and save me. If you look in the Greek, if you know Greek, it says, Kyrie ton ripon tis psychis mou. Katharison, Kyrie ton ripon tis psychis mou. The English has been paraphrased and just says, cleanse my soul. But the Greek actually says, wash away the ripos. Okay, ripos can mean dirt. Not a very poetic word, but that's what it is. Stain, impurity, whatever. But the Greek word for detergent, modern Greek word for a detergent like Tide or whatever, is aporipandiko. Aporipandiko, from ripos, to take away the stains or the dirt. So it's saying wash away, because we're talking about a garment now. It says wash away the stains that are on the garment of my soul, so that I can, you know, properly and worthily come into this splendid reception of taking communion in church and save me. So when we pray that prayer, let's keep that in mind. Let's keep that in mind during the week as we're preparing, so that we do whatever it is and think whatever it is and pray whatever it is that would make us more and more appropriately prepared for communion. So let's stand and pray.